BBC News with Stuart McIntosh. President Putin has signed an order recognising Crimea as an independent and sovereign state with immediate effect. It comes shortly after the United States and the European Union imposed targeted sanctions on key Russian and Ukrainian officials connected with Moscow's intervention in Crimea. Mr. Putin is to address both houses of parliament and the nation on Tuesday. Artyom Lis is the head of the BBC Russian service.
The authority exists to apply sanctions to a variety of individuals and entities. We're not going to rule out individuals or rule out actions, except to say that there will be costs imposed on Russia, additional costs imposed on Russia, if Russia does not change direction here when it comes to how it's handling the situation in Ukraine.
President Obama said he wanted to make it clear there would be consequences for provoking the secession and said further sanctions could yet be announced. But he stressed there was still a path to solve the crisis diplomatically. White House spokesman Jay Carney, when asked by journalists whether sanctions could be imposed on Mr. Putin, gave this response.
The authority exists to apply sanctions to a variety of individuals and entities. We're not going to rule out individuals or rule out actions, except to say that there will be costs imposed on Russia, additional costs imposed on Russia, if Russia does not change direction here when it comes to how it's handling the situation in Ukraine.
Among those already targeted are senior Crimean officials, a deputy Russian prime minister, members of parliament, and the commanders of the Russian Black Sea Fleet and Russia's western and southern military districts, units of which are deployed in Crimea. The EU's foreign policy chief, Catherine Ashton, said those singled out for travel and asset bans were responsible for threatening Ukraine's territorial integrity and independence. The Russian deputy foreign minister, Sergei Rybakov, said US measures reflected a desire to impose its own unilateral, unbalanced approach. Scientists in the United States say they've detected the tiny and faint echoes of the massive explosion known as the Big Bang that brought the universe, galaxies and stars into existence almost instantaneously nearly 14 billion years ago. If the findings, which Albert Einstein predicted, are verified, it could rank as one of the greatest scientific discoveries ever. The Central Asian countries of Kazakhstan and Kyrgyzstan have said no unidentified aircraft entered their airspace on March the 9th, the day that a Malaysia Airlines plane disappeared, with 239 people on board. The two countries are at the northern end of one of the two possible routes taken by the missing aircraft after it deviated from its flight plan between Kuala Lumpur and Beijing. This is the World News from the BBC. Police in the Kenyan coastal city of Mombasa say they've arrested two people who were driving around with two improvised bombs hidden inside a car. The police said the suspects, one Kenyan and the other of Somali origin, were preparing an attack on an unspecified target. Richard Hamilton has more details.
The arrests reportedly came following a tip-off. Local media said security has been increased in the city after the incident. However, Kenya is already on a heightened state of alert following the siege of the Westgate shopping mall in Nairobi last September, in which at least 67 people were killed at the hands of the Somali Islamist group Al-Shabaab. In February, more than 100 people appeared in court in Mombasa, accused of being members of Al-Shabaab, after a raid on a mosque.
A clump of moss frozen solid beneath the Antarctic ice for more than 1,500 years has been brought back to life by British scientists. The Lazarus-like revival of the moss shows for the first time that some plant life has the ability to survive millennial-scale exposure to extreme climatic conditions like ice ages. The fashion designer and girlfriend of the Rolling Stones singer Mick Jagger has been found dead at her apartment in New York. Loren Scott, the 49-year-old former model, was found hanged. A spokesman for Mick Jagger, who's on tour in Australia, said the singer was completely shocked and devastated by the news. David Willis reports.
Loren Scott's body was discovered by her assistant at her eighth-floor apartment in Manhattan. Police say there was no evidence of foul play, but it will ultimately be up to the medical examiner to determine the cause of her death. 6 foot 3 inches tall, Loren Scott was first a model and then a fashion designer. She met Mick Jagger in 2001, a couple of years after his marriage to the Texan model Jerry Hall was annulled.
BBC News.